You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's November 7th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes or less, or your next podcast is free. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and I would be grateful if you left a review while you're there. Thank you for tuning in today. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom, but first, checking out the headlines, and yeah, they're not good. It's not good. This week, a convicted felon, rapist, racist, con man, an insurrectionist was elected president of the United States. And even though there definitely appears to have been some Russian interference in the form of misinformation campaigns on social media and bomb threats, I don't think there's any denying the hard fact that a large portion of Americans simply want to be run by a dictatorship. Trump hates the same groups that they hate, and that's enough for them. As I'm recording this, it's early Wednesday afternoon, and this morning I woke up my children to tell them the news, and they are terrified, and they were crying, and neither one of them could get up the courage to go to school. And there are a lot of people who are not going to be doing so well emotionally and mentally for the next many days, weeks, months, years, who knows. And it's for them that I refuse to stop fighting. America is broken. It's shattered into a million pieces. But I'm going to grab some Gorilla Glue and look for two pieces that go together, because there's no other choice. I'm also going to record a podcast and talk about video games. And I'm going to do it for two reasons. The first is that for all of the fighting that is to come, and there is fighting to come, we also have to take a moment to breathe and to find joy and reprieve in the things that make us happy. And if listening to me yammer on for 15 minutes about video games brings you even a little bit of relief or escape, then that's what I'm going to do. And the second reason is because I need to do it. I need to hold on to some sort of normalcy and do something that makes me happy for my own sanity. So play your games, listen to your podcasts, watch your movies, and when you have the energy and you're emotionally ready, stand up, dust yourself off, and get back to the front lines. Because I'll be goddamned if I'll let them destroy America without a fight. Video games! All right, let's go. The Nintendo Switch has had a pretty stellar run of Legend of Zelda titles during its lifetime. Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom will go down as all-time greats for me. And the remake of Link's Awakening was a lot of fun too. But Nintendo has one more at-bat before the Switch rides off into the sunset. And with Echoes of Wisdom, we finally, after years of asking, get to play as Princess Zelda in her first starring role in the series that bears her name. But does this new adventure do her justice? Or does it lack the creativity and imagination that made those other games so special? The game begins as Link is, once again, attempting to rescue Zelda from the evil Ganon. But before he gets the chance, he's swallowed up by these dark rifts which are appearing all over Hyrule and trapping people in something called the Still World. And when someone becomes trapped in this place, they are replaced by evil doppelgangers. Zelda manages to break free, but the imposter versions of the king immediately throw her in the dungeon. She escapes, though, with the help of a fairy named Tri, who gives her a wand with the ability to duplicate objects in the world. And with Tri's help, Zelda sets off to close the rifts and before they consume all of Hyrule and rescue everyone trapped inside. It's a pretty decent setup, honestly. It's cool to finally be able to play as Zelda. And the idea of being able to duplicate items for both puzzle solving and combat is promising. Unfortunately, there are a few issues that I have with the game that kept it from reaching its full potential and standing tall with the better games in the franchise. My first issue is with the visuals. It's not that the game looks bad, technically. It's more that the look of the game is uninspired. It's a similar style to what they did in Link's Awakening, the remake, but for some reason, it just didn't click with me here. Everything has that kind of play school look to it, you know, like the toys that, you know, your kids had or you had with the holes in their butts. And to be clear, I don't mind the game having a more simple look to it. It just doesn't have much style. I would have loved for them to get more creative and let their artists flex their creative muscles, you know, like they did with Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Or heck, look at Plucky Squire from a few months back. That game had a really unique look to it. This game just isn't that interesting to look at. My second problem is that the main gameplay hook just isn't that well implemented. It's a decent idea, being able to duplicate items and creatures and using that to solve puzzles and fight the other enemies. It's just not that good. First of all, there are too many items to add to your catalog, and it's a hassle to rummage through the menu to find what you're looking for. And they just don't do too many interesting things with it. I feel like 50% of the items are just variations on things I can use to climb up to that ledge. And whether it's a box or a bed or a bush, it just doesn't matter. And as far as duplicating the enemies go, that would be cool if they weren't so dumb. The AI is so bad that most of the time they're just flailing around like they're wearing blindfolds, swinging wildly. This concept could have led to a fun playground full of toys to mix and match and get creative, but it's just not there. Especially compared to the cool building mechanics in Tears of the Kingdom, which really lets you flex your creative muscles. And maybe it's not fair to compare those games, but it's hard when we just played that last year, and it was so amazing. It was my game of the year. And that brings me to my third big issue. The story just hasn't hooked me. Tears of the Kingdom had what was my favorite storytelling of the entire series. And Echoes of Wisdom just hasn't done anything to pull me into the story. I don't want to sound overly negative, not completely negative. You know, I think the game has some good ideas. One of my favorite things it does is to switch to a side-scrolling view for certain areas and dungeons, which shakes things up nicely. That's really cool. And the music is really good, which is, you know, almost always great in a Zelda game. And again, it's far from a bad game. It's just a disappointment. I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard somewhere that this game started out as a Zelda Maker title, you know, like a level creator, which would make a lot of sense to me. It seems like an idea that they could have started with and then decided to pivot and just kind of slap on a story onto it. It just doesn't gel. I think the most damning thing I can say about the game is that I just don't find myself drawn to play it. And when I am playing it, I'm thinking about other games that I would rather be playing. And after, you know, 8 or 10 hours that I've spent with the game, that pretty much seals the deal. For me, it is a rare miss in one of my favorite series. Brian Shea, host of the All Things Nintendo podcast, posed a question on Threads last week. He said, current and former games media, what was the first video game you ever reviewed? And it got me thinking about another question. What makes a person part of quote-unquote games media? Am I a part of games media? My gut reaction is to say no, mainly due to the fact that I've never received a paycheck, you know, for being a content creator. There are people who do this for a living, and it is their main or only source of income. I've always just done this for the fun of it. And, you know, that said, I've received benefits from this, both financially and through items I've received. I've gotten review codes for games from Xbox, Nintendo, Ubisoft. Heck, the game I talked about today came from a Nintendo representative. And my application was accepted for a media badge to attend E3 twice. So why am I not part of games media? I think part of it is imposter syndrome. I've never quite felt like a member of that group that I sometimes have longed to be a part of. But mostly it's because if this all ended tomorrow, I would be incredibly sad, but I would also not be affected financially in any way. I don't need to do this to survive. I want to do this. So I'm curious what you think. What makes a person a part of games media? Has that line blurred over the years? Does it even matter anymore? Speaking of games media, before we go this week, I'm sending positive vibes out to Stella Chung. Stella is a games media personality who has lots of experience both in front of and behind the camera. She's both a producer and on-air host for IGN, and she's done freelance work like hosting esports competitions, Microsoft's ID at Xbox showcase, and she co-hosted the DICE Awards with Greg Miller. If you follow her on social media, you might also have seen that she is a competitive power lifter and could probably snap me in half without breaking a sweat. She unfortunately had to pause some of those competitions while she's recovering from having COVID last year, the effects of which are still weighing on her. So let's send some positive vibes to Stella while she gets back to 100%. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning, wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. And if you like, you can follow me on Threads or Blue Sky by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So until next time, be well and happy gaming, and hang in there.